It's a motherfucking party today. Say ow, everybody.
Ow.
We got Kayla here and Jasmine, my two brothers. But, so when we have guests on the show, I always have to do a movie quote, and you gotta guess what movie it's from.
Oh my God.
So, y'all ready? Who the fuck are you? Oh, I'm Candy, the new waitress, and Elroy's new girlfriend.
Yeah, you're white. What?
Okay,
wow.
I'll keep going.
My son would have got that.
What the fuck happened to Candy's nasty? No, not Candy. What the fuck happened to Cookie's nasty ass?
So
I dished her and I hooked up with the little sister.
Romance.
Really, guys.
What is it?
Just think really hard. It's like the blackest movie black can get. What is the blackest movie ever?
Friday?
See, I told you. Friday? Which Friday?
The third one.
Second one?
The third
one.
Oh.
I didn't really see the third one, though.
This is why...
I ain't seen them movies in a minute. I remember you saying, y'all shit, why ain't y'all watching Fridays for Christmas?
You at least watch that every Christmas.
That's a Christmas movie.
They all play it.
Since we got a lot of guests on today, I guess we're just going to go from topic to topic. Or, what did you say the topic we should talk about?
When to leave a relationship.
When to leave a when to leave a relationship, because obviously some people don't know.
How about domestic violence and abuse? I have an issue with that.
We're working our way into that.
But that's kind of along the same lines.
Yeah,
too.
It's part of
because it's really different is. Reasons obviously, why people won't leave relationships.
Obviously, y'all missing my cry for help.
You sleeping on the couch tonight?
So overdramatic. You get your feelings checked.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so. Okay, so what do you guys think the number one reason? Because me and Antoine talked about this on a podcast before, but what do you think the number one reason why people don't leave relationships?
Security.
Because they don't want to be the number. Because they don't want to be alone. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I think also because of the time they vested into. I put all this time in, you know.
Do you think it has anything to do with, like, social media and not looking like, because honestly, people will go on social media and then, like, ooh, look at my man, me and my man, me and
matching
my girl,
outfits.
Me and my girl. Yeah, and then...
Whole family, matching up.
Even though they may not even be happy, but they can make it look like they're happy... to other people. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think it's fun to post.
No, I think...
in they little reality. In they little head. Because, mind you, they didn't leave. So, they still there. But they making it look good.
No, in this generation, you got to make it... That's what social media is. You got to make it look good. Like, they do that just so they can look good and get likes. Even though they're not happy at all.
Or, do y'all think... Well, what I always say is I think that person just don't... They rather just stay in the situation even though they're not happy because they don't want to see that person with somebody else happy. Even though, like, when... Because you're not going to see them with somebody else. You're going to see it on social media.
Looking
and they're
going to
put it like they're happy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what I always say.
But who left? Because if you left... You know what the hell they got? They ain't got nothing.
True.
I mean, but another man's trash.
Or, yeah, you could say, like, it's... Okay, let's say a woman left the relationship because they had a controlling husband.
Mm-hmm.
they see him on social media with somebody else and they look so happy, like, they're probably thinking in their mind, like, well, maybe he don't act like that with her. Mm-hmm. Or they could just be like, go ahead, bitch, because he about to be start acting controlling mm-hmm. with you soon, too. Mm-hmm. So,
I'll be thinking about that, like, somebody else, they can handle that person. Maybe it was just you couldn't deal with it.
I think that because with my relationship with my daughter's dad, like, I feel like me and him, he wanted me to be somebody mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. that followed him, mm-hmm. even though the stuff that he did wasn't, I mean, to me, it didn't make sense.
Right.
So, I think once he found somebody like that, that's probably just going to follow everything he does. Mm-hmm. Even though, to me, if I'm following you, it got to make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and... Because I know at one point, he... And this was years ago, like, more than 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to leave Ohio. Because he randomly wanted to move to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And... I was like, well, what is we gonna do there? Like, I have a job here. I have a car here. You know, at the time, I lived with my mom. So I was like, well, what are we gonna do? Well, we can live with my aunt. I have an aunt that lives down there. Mind you, he don't know this aunt. Oh, I mean, he knew her, but it was like one of those distant family members. Right. It's like, you don't know her, you don't know her. Well, she lives in this such and such bedroom house, and she wants us to go. She said it'd be fine if I come stay with her. I'm like, so you want me to leave my job that I have here? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if I was pregnant or not, but I'm like, you want me to leave my job that I have here to move with you with some lady I don't even know, somewhere where I don't know nobody.
Right.
And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. He got pissed. Like, he got pissed the fuck off, and I was just like... He's like, you don't have faith in me. And I'm like, it's not like you got a job down there. He's like, well, my aunt works at Coca-Cola. I'm like, do you work at Coca-Cola? Do you got a job down there? I'm like, I'm not in the business of staying with people. You know, that can always get bad, especially if you don't know the people. We have no idea who this lady is. But that was just a situation for me. It was like, we always bumped heads because... I feel like we both had a vision of what we wanted, and we weren't it. But
it makes you wonder how long you wasted, because you wasted time. But did it all lead up to her, like my mom? She wasted.
Oh, God.
But you know what? She wasted time, and now she's sitting here searching. And then it makes me wonder, like, is you gonna find somebody? Is there somebody? But or me, was that your somebody?
I don't think so. To me, because you wasted all that time. It was like maybe you missed somebody that you could have been with. That's mm-hmm. what I mean. That's what I'll be thinking about sometimes. Yeah. But not saying that it won't happen. But
I'm going to tell you what. If they were still together... I probably would still be living at, not now, but living at home. I probably never would have had Markel. Like, shit would have been way different. Because I'm telling you, after they divorced, it was like a domino effect on how everything happened.
What do you think? Yeah. I agree.
But how bad, how, you know, everybody's in these relationships and he cheat, but we still stay with him. We still take him back. How many times do you do it? Like, it's so common for you to be in a relationship and then they cheat. It's so common. But nobody's, you know, saying, all right, I'm done. I'm out. What's and going to straight to the next one. Because if it was like that, I feel like dudes ain't going to sit here and fuck around.
To me, for guys, it's a lot easier for them to, like, let's say if it's a guy or even, well, you know, I don't want to speak on gay relationships because I don't know, but, well, you know what? I ain't going to say I don't know because we know a gay dude. I ain't going to say no names, but we was just talking about his ass. He will not let go of his other. But, I lost my train. What were you saying? Because I don't know.
About it, like, what?
How many chances?
I mean, be picky as hell. Because, like, I mean, it's not really, if you don't call me back, like, that vibe that you feel like something ain't right, you being funny or you playing games, I'm out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you keep acting like that, like, stand your ground, like, you're not about to be played.
But here's, okay.
It's not chances. It's like, what progress? If you give them a chance, it's like, what progress do you see after that chance?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
If you still see the same activity, then
yep.
Okay, then
yep.
It just kind of shows the kind of respect they have for you.
Yeah, or I said, like, if it's good for just like maybe a month or two or 3 or 4 months, and then everything changed back again, then
that shows. It comes to actions. Actions speak louder than words.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then actions can change for a few months, and then after that, it go back into the same.
Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, I'd rather be invested a few months than a few years. You got to know the damn routine in a few years.
I think you have a lot to do.
Some people would know the routine after a few years, but some people don't. They just keep going through the same cycle.
I think it has a lot to do with maturity, too. Oof. Like, if, think back to when we had our first, like, crushes or relationships or like even dating like type things, like I like me now thinking back to then, if I was my own mom back then, I would have kicked my ass, like just like thinking back on the stuff that I dealt with, like I think it just has a lot to do with maturity, just because like that was not the not the very first person I was serious with, but the first person that I really like had strong feelings for, and the way he treated me, and I just kind of like let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what, like, I think I was like my senior year in high school, and like it was a time I remember when he had called me, was like, I heard you was talking to such and such. But mind you, he didn't want to be with me, but he didn't want me talking to nobody else. Right. But I was like 17 or 18. I'm like, well, you know, I guess maybe if I act like his girlfriend, maybe we'll get together. And I was like, you know, no, I wasn't talking to nobody or whatever. Like, I would literally be sitting up there pleading my case to him. And it's just like,
Right, we ain't together.
And, like, I remember he was like, well, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I, like, was in tears, like, on the phone, like, well, I wasn't talking to nobody. I wasn't like, trying to plead my case to him. And then, like, he had a friend. And the friend called me and was like, you know, he had you on speakerphone the whole time in front of, like, a bunch of dudes, like, in front of his friends. Oh, like, he used to play the show. And I knew that happened. And then, like, even, like, 2 weeks later, I stopped talking to him for, like, 2 weeks. And then, like, after that, I was like, I can make it work. You know, this is my forever. And I was so young. And it was just, like, you put up with so much shit. I think, like, that's why I say, I think it has a lot to do with maturity.
Yeah.
And what you were taught. Well, I don't even want to say what you were taught. Because even though your parents will tell you to do certain things, or they teach you certain things, you're going to do what you want to do.
Right.
And most of the time,
so you think that raises to be strong enough?
You think you're gonna do what you want to do, but it's not a more of what your parents tell you to do. It's what you see. Like, I didn't find myself being in situations that I said I wouldn't be in, that I see my parents in, and I was in the same situation just because I was something I was used to seeing.
And he was like, I ain't never gonna be like that.
I don't know.
Turn right the fuck around, just like him.
But you know what? I will say this. Me growing up with my mom being in abusive relationships, I could tell you now, when I had like an inch of an abusive relationship or I felt like it would have turned into one, I did leave.
Mm-hmm.
And It was just it for me. Like, because I did not, because I know how I felt in that situation, and that wasn't a good situation.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a good, excuse me.
Sorry.
especially with, I think at the age I was in, like, middle school, high school. My mom was in, like, an abusive relationship. And I always knew, like, I never, even if I had kids, I never wanted them to ever be in an environment like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. That's one thing I can say. But what do you think it is with people in abusive relationships, why it's hard for them to leave? Have any of y'all ever been? Go ahead.
No, I think it's because they beat them down mentally and emotionally.
Mm.
That they...
They can't leave.
Right. And they put that fear in them, too, that, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they threaten them, like, if you leave, I'm just going to find you. Like, I know where you live.
That
like,
you're worthless.
That, yeah. too.
Or they make I'm going to take the like, kids. Nobody I'm else want them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or they threaten, even say, if you leave me, I'm going to kill you. Even, yeah. And that's that what it's like, and sometimes people don't even know they're in abusive relationships until mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's way too late.
Because physical abuse is not the only thing. It's mental abuse, too. And that's one of the more common ones where mm-hmm. you mentally abuse people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people being in relationships with narcissists, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a mentally abusive thing.
Narcissists, that mm-hmm. and gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
People being in relationships with, like, insecure or... basically them having issues growing, like mommy and daddy issues when, and they grow up to be this controlling person. Like, to me, I feel like I said, with my daughters, I felt like that was kind of a mentally, like, toxic relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, both ways, really. Cause I was really trying to change him and make him see that, like, oh, you know, I'm not like that or whatever. But it was always a pity story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I do agree with that. With the whole thing where it starts mentally and then the physical abuse.
Yeah, there's something I read where some people don't know they're being abused. Like how a lobster doesn't know they're being cooked in hot water until it's like, you know, the water's on warm to hot. Or if it's getting hot or it's about to boil, they don't know that they're about to be boiled.
But I feel like once you start talking to your girlfriends, how don't you know? You know, everybody throwing in their relationship. And then yours is like, what?
They ignore the red flags, or they come up to their defense like, oh, he's just playing. Like, oh, he don't really talk to me like that. That's our little thing, you know. Or he's just roughhounding me. Or he got a little rough. I'm like,
it's just like people's insecurity. Because I remember we were talking to some of your friends about something, about somebody had inboxed you and said something to you or trying to talk to you or something. And, like, me and you, like, you showed it to me and we just laughed about it. And they was like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to have that type of
mm-hmm.
conversation with my boyfriend. Like he would have been questioning me or asking me about, like, what's going on.
See, that's where communication comes in. And again, it goes back to insecurity. Like, if you can't talk to your partner, like, oh, yeah, look at this fool trying to mm-hmm. talk to me knowing I've been married and stuff. If they can't...
No, that was, I don't even think he was married in life. I think we might have stayed in an apartment.
Yeah.
Still, like, the point is, like, you know, you're showing this. You're showing, like, hey, look, here's, you know, something that's private to me or whatever. Like, oh, here's my messages. You know, look at this fool or whatever. Mm-hmm. Same thing, vice versa. Like, oh, look at this girl and everything. And then someone's like, oh, I can't show that to my significant other. They'll go crazy. Oh, that's just a fight waiting to happen. Yeah. Oh, that's just an argument.
Yeah.
Oh, a headache. And
being honest.
And sometimes I feel like with other people's relationships, like, I hear a lot about people being in relationships and even married where they have passwords on their phones. And to me, like, the way our relationship is, I'm like, the fuck you got? Like, I remember we got our new phones and he had a password on his phone. I was like, what the fuck?
No, I didn't have a password. I didn't have a password on my phone. I had it set to my to my face and my fingers
print. Yeah, and that's why I was like, what the fuck is this?
Because the kids.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, the password is this and this. I'm like, okay, because I was about to say, what the fuck are we doing? Password
now? I was about to say, you couldn't do the password.
Yeah, no, you can. It's an option for the password. But I was like, well, the password is such and such, you need to know the password. Like,
It's even days where, like, we'll switch phones, where it's like, and it's not just because, like, oh, my phone dead. All right, well, I'm about to go to work. Here, take my phone. Like, we can do that. But I've told people that, and they would literally sit up there and look at me like, really?
Right?
That's crazy.
Y'all can do that?
Right? That's like, nice.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
And it's people that's married people that are like that. Like, they have passwords on their phones and, like, social media and all that. I'm just like, how?
I don't get it. Because it's even like, I got, like, a couple friends that I used to work with that I might still stay in contact with as females. And, like, I don't have an issue. I'm like, here. Like, I don't talk nothing, like, in that way. So it's like, why would I?
I don't, I think it comes down to trust and back into what Anton said, insecurity. Like, you have to be secure enough in your relationship and have enough trust for that other person.
But how many people walk in just insecure off rip?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even know, or you shouldn't even start a relationship.
Or if that person gave you a reason to be insecure. Like, let's say you with somebody and they didn't cheat on you 4 or 5 times, or you didn't caught them up 4 or 5 times, but then now they really trying to be for real, and it's like, you would never give that up, you know? Because even though we have our little open relationship and stuff, I still have moments where I'd be like, who the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. Or, why the fuck you texting this person? Because we had our issues in the past, and I'm not gonna lie, I have a hard time letting that go.
It's a trigger.
It is. Even though it was years ago, I have a hard time. It was before the kids. Like, and it was like little stuff in between, but it was like not even nothing that would make me feel like I really should be on his ass like that. But it's just like, I can't not be on his ass like that.
Right. Gotta keep him on toes.
I don't know what to say.
Be good.
Say yes, man.
I'm just saying the past is the past.
I was about to say the password is.
No, the past is the past. I always tell her anyway, like, always.
You can't say that because we done heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. Why are you always bringing up the past? Because, nigga, you bring up the past. Mm-hmm. The past comes.
Sometimes she bring up the past when it's completely irrelevant. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
I hope that's a drinking night.
It do. Most of the time, it do be nights where I be like, so, what did you see in such and such?
I'm like, that was like almost 10 years ago. What are you talking about?
I'm like, no, but what did you, what did you like?
Right. What made you?
Right. She won't descript his details. Like, you didn't remember. Let me tell you. I'm like, no.
Back then, it was like, I used to, listen.
Some random
images. Now, everybody think Antoine is this unicorn of a man. But
I am pretty much.
Let me tell you, y'all know back in the day when I used to be like, this nigga at the such and such, I'm about to pull up there, he with such and such.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't believe it was you. I'm like, Antoine?
Let me tell you, one time, one of my friends seen him at the club with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And we pulled up. So, me and my other friend, it was Shalay, we pulled up there so quick, girl. They was all sitting at the table and shit, at the Lux, sitting at the table. And I remember they had them two sides, sitting at the table. So, I was like, there they go right there. So, I was like, let's go get a shot. So, I bought a couple of shots and we went over there. So, I was walking past. I was like, Antoine, is that you? And y'all should have seen his face. Like, his mouth was dropped. He was like, I said, who is this? Is this your girlfriend? Oh my gosh, she's cute. Like, and she got her friend, but her friend kind of saw, she knew what we was doing. So her friend was giving us this look like, bitches. Like, she said, bitches. And I was like, What y'all doing over here? Y'all keep this your girlfriend. What like he knows.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He knows. He remembers. But anyways, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like
it was past, like... No, but I'm saying... But it's just
this
like...
This is a trauma.
Women... Right. That's what I'm saying. This is trauma. Like one of those times where you
so
get
when
like,
you get a message, there go your trigger, but you gotta figure out how to cope
like,
with it.
Like, you remember that shit.
I don't
like, and... That was like a time, too, where I was immature because I would used to be like riding past his house and like, you know, doing little things. But
why did we do that?
Knocking on my people's doors.
I didn't do that.
Well, why did we do it?
You was there with the person who did, though.
Okay, you shouldn't have been fucking with me then.
I wasn't.
You should have been fucking around. Nobody
coming to my house knocking on my door.
I didn't have nobody come to your house. They did it on their own. I was in the back.
But you was still
there. I used to love when y'all did shit on y'all own. I used to get a phone call. Guess what we did?
I was so confused.
No, you wasn't at work. Because, listen.
I wasn't at home.
Here's what happened.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that was back in the day.
At that time, it could have been a few people that could have did that. So I didn't know who that was.
But anyways, like I said, like, women get... If you gave them a reason to be insecure, it's always going to be there. But...
Have you ever walked into a relationship... not insecure, like this nigga ain't did nothing. I ain't been in a relationship in so long, I don't even know. Like, are you already, like, you gotta already be like, is he gonna cheat? I wonder if he gonna cheat. I'm not good enough, he gonna cheat. Mm-hmm. But then you gotta wait for the actions and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you just gotta wait and see.
I don't even wanna deal with all that shit all over again. Pour it up. I feel like if I start a new relationship, I'm really gonna be that fucked up person.
Right, so but that's why you need to be alone
right.
to get yourself back together, get your mind back together, get love yourself before you try and love somebody else.
Right, get your mental, emotional strength up.
See, there you go.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, that's what you gotta do, is focus on yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna do that, but I just don't.
Like, know what you want and don't want since you've been like.
Should I still know what I want? But now I'm just like, it's not gonna happen.
Well, know that you what you're not gonna put up with.
Like, here, stuff it's, like, I don't even think
then I'm afraid
that.
I'm gonna be a
she
runner.
Knows that then I think him. It's just you spent a lot of time trying to change somebody that's not gonna change.
Don't be in doubt, like, just honestly, if you focus on yourself, whatever's gonna come to you gonna come to you. Like, don't search, just follow your path and don't search,
cause the right person's gonna come to you meeting you at what you need.
That's why I ain't been sending no messages.
It's okay,
I haven't been sending no messages trying to hit up. Hey, how you
been?
I'm like,
hey.
I was like going
I
backwards.
Say get your mental together.
Oh, yeah.
And then just be like, okay.
And slowly just date. Nothing serious. Just
you don't even got to do that. Day. Like, just worry about you.
Yeah. I just like once you, like, in a place to, like, you know what?
We can go start dating.
Girl, I was looking at her like,
you have no freaking clue what I've been through, girl. You just make this an easy breeze.
Okay,
right,
let's
now.
Switch gears. Let's switch gears. Do you not date because you hear our stories? Okay, backstory. Can I tell you?
I want to hear the answer.
Wait, I want to tell her backstory first to the listeners. Can I tell? Not a huge backstory.
Not the whole story.
Just okay, Jasmine. We've been friends since high school. We've all been friends since high school.
I didn't like your high school.
Okay.
We didn't like y'all when I stayed there.
Jasmine has had flings, but she's never actually dated.
Or been in a relationship?
Dated. Been in a relationship. She's had flings. Small flings. Small dating. Yeah.
Can we put a time on it? Anything with a time on it?
Oh, you like 35?
Okay, no.
Punch in your dick.
I think the long. I think the longest one was like, because I don't know what to say about.
Oh, the other one. I mean,
that was like on and off for years.
That was on and off for a bunch of years. That was. That was a long
but
little
can never get it right with that.
But to me, okay, fucking that, off? No, but with
that one. Fucking count.
It does count. Just because they not fucking don't mean it. It don't
so
count.
You just talk the whole time.
How you messed that up?
Talk.
Who?
He kiss. Fucked
that up.
I don't think it was all him.
I don't think it has to do with anything physical. That, yeah.
Kissing and talking.
Yeah. But okay. It was like harmful dating. But harmless. To me, harmless. That's what I mean. Harmless.
Harmful dating. Oh,
sorry. Not harmful. Harmless. I feel like with you pushed a lot of that away. And he kind of went. He kind of strayed and did his own thing.
Why
is that?
Why is what?
Like, why
did you push?
If you don't mind talking about it, why do you push people? Why is there a wall when there's no, I don't want to say there's no reason because I don't know what you went through. Why is there a wall?
I don't, what the fuck is that noise? I know that noise is coming. Y'all trash can?
Oh, it's a trash can. Okay.
Mm. Oh, my God. I was about to say, why?
That's true. But, I don't know. I've been, like, reading into, like, why I'm like that. And,
there's
I guess. But, no, I guess it's, like, I don't want to be known too much. Like, fear of intimacy. There's a fear of intimacy right there, too.
So maybe you like I go only. People
so do you stop at a certain part?
Yeah, I do. And then I get like I
push.
Almost like self sabotage in a way, where yes, I'm like, do. Yeah, where I just kind of self sabotage. I do that a lot, like especially if I really like the person. I'm like, oh, you know, I just do something left.
But what happened for you to do that?
I don't know. I'm just.
It's just like a self esteem thing.
That and
what you afraid they gonna find out?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you gotta figure it out.
Go to therapy. Right. Let me tell you what. I be telling you to go to therapy going. And you always laugh. I'm not playing. I be dead ass serious.
Cause I'm going for anxiety. And literally.
So you do?
I can tell you.
Be dead ass.
About myself, but I can't tell you. Why I'm like this. And I swear to God, this fucked up part is at counseling, they said it was my dad. But I can't figure, I think I can figure it out, but I can't figure out how to.
I could have told you that.
What? That it was my dad?
Yeah.
Well, nigga, you don't know my dad?
I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
Yeah, but he never did anything to me. No, but it was how he.
I can say this, where us being friends for so long, you have told me, like, how your anxiety started with your dad.
Uh-huh. So, and it was what he, how, I want to say is how he was with my mom, or how I just, I don't know, steered away from it. Mm. But, you know, growing up, like, I don't like how it makes me feel, you know, coping with life. Just the personality is everything. I'm his child. Why can't I cope with shit like he does? My mom can do it. And I'm just like, I hate it. But you got to figure out. And that's why I'm going to counseling. Because I still can't figure out. You got to dig deep. And I'm talking about, they talking about it can be a smell.
I was about to say, growing up, you can have grown. Like, I noticed, like, my beginning years, like, between 21 and 25, I didn't have anxiety like I do now.
I had it young.
I've had it, but now it's like more intense. Like it's like even like I told you when I went out with my sister last night, I had anxiety about going. It's like more of a social anxiety now when I didn't even have that before.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to go back to what Kayla was saying, like, because I feel that way, but the opposite. I feel like, how can I cope with certain stuff like my parents, like. Like, I give myself the point, like, how can I deal with certain stuff, or how can I, like, certain stuff that she go through that I'd be like, that Brittany go through that I can handle a little bit better, and I'm in a confusing mindset to be like, how the hell can I cope with it? Or, like, why am I like my mom and my dad, and I can cope with certain situations, and maybe you can't in a way. Like, that kind of get to, like how she was saying, she feel like how come she can't cope with it. I'm kind of in this mindset, like, how can I cope with it?
And that's, I feel like that too. Because, like, when I talk to my friends, sometimes it shocks me some of the stuff that I say. Like, I have this one friend in particular who she always tells me about, like, issues that she has at work or, like, talking to guys and stuff. And, like, some of the stuff I say, I'll be like, damn, I should be a therapist. But, like,
can't fix y'all shit.
Sometimes I'll be sitting there thinking, like, why the fuck can't I fix myself?
Right.
Because I'll say things to her, like, you know, maybe you should try this or you should do that. And I'm like, and I think it's because of this and I think it's because of that. And I honestly, I'm very self-aware. Mm-hmm. I'm not in denial about none of this shit I feel. I'm very self-aware, which is, I'm glad. But to me, I feel like when I'm self-aware, anxiety is worse.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh,
yeah. It's like you hate it. It's like, sometimes I'll be like, nobody can feel the way I'm feeling. I feel like I'm the only one that feels like this. Because I feel like I'm the only one that got my shit together. I'm like, it's just too much to handle. It's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. And then you talk. Like you said, you talk to your friend or your friend to talk to you. You know what to say to her. So am I with you, I can talk to you and you give me what I need to hear or answers or something that I just could not come up with. But if we go to counseling, am I going to hear or realize something more? Because there's a coping mechanism and I just don't know. But it starts from somewhere. But what is it?
I think my friend that I talk to isn't self-aware. I think maybe that's why.
That's fucking annoying.
But
sometimes I feel like I need to put sticky notes. Just turn around and see a positive.
Like something. Self-affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be doing that. I'll be writing down. I'll be listening to.
That's why I go to Pinterest.
My mother-in-law does that. I went in her bathroom one day to use it. And.
Why would you go
to that? I mean, I went in her... Shut up. I went in the bathroom to use it. She had, like, you can do it. You're down 10 pounds already.
Mm-hmm.
30 pounds or such and such is the goal. And then it was like, you can... I was like, this is great. Like, I wish I could do stuff like this. But I just feel like I don't have time to do stuff like that.
Yeah, you
like
remember when you had the I'll be sitting up here sticky notes.
Trying to do stuff like that. And then I just be like... You ain't gonna follow her. You gonna be like, bitch, whatever. Like, you know, but.
I think that's the part you kind of have to, like, master. Like, routine. I think that's, like, your ego saying, like, whatever, bitch. You know what we're about. But I think the most part is you're gonna have to, like, discipline. You know, mental, emotion discipline. Which is the hard part.
Yes.
You know.
So, this has been No Filter Podcast. If you want to comment on this episode. Oh, and when I send this to y'all better share it too. Send it to people. Y'all can send it to people in text messages too. But they'll send it to people who we don't want to hear it. No Filter The Podcast, THEE Podcast at gmail.com or No Filter Pod on Instagram. Send us a DM if you want to comment on this episode. So, yeah. So I guess we will see you guys next time. I'm gonna have to edit this a little. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.